In just a few weeks, we'll announce the winner of round 5 of our 3-minute fiction contest. And while we sort through the 5,000 entries we received, here are a few more of our favorites. Remember, all entries had to begin with the same line.
Some people swore that the house was haunted.
Some people swore that the house was haunted. Some people swore that the house was
haunted. Some people swore that the house was haunted. One, Sheila Wainwright, even vouched for the validity of this claim in Judge Harrow's court. The city attorney buried his head dejectedly in his hands for the entire performance. Why me? Jules Monroe thought, examining these slits of pink light crowding his vision. Why did I have to return to this god-awful hole in the wall to practice law? Monroe's paralegal gave him a swift kick under the table. Glancing up, the young lawyer realized the whole courtroom was smirking at him. Mrs. Wainwright, am I right to recall that this is not the first act of criminal mischief you have attributed to these apparitions? Muffled chuckles came from the peanut gallery. Father McElroy, an avid legal spectator, almost choked on his candy apple. Monroe sighed. What other courthouse in America sold candy apples and homemade boysenberry tarts?
We would be the first to live on Irwin Drive, and that was truly frightening for our neighbors named Borden and Krautzman and Giuliano and Cottington. The day we first saw it, we'd gone house hunting in my father's 66 Mustang when my father slowed the car to a stop in front of an empty 2-story house. That's when Mr. Cottington approached us. He introduced himself, but did not extend his hand. Yep, this used to be a church. Are you all Christian folk? My father didn't answer, still staring up at the stained glass windows. Yep, in fact, the last family that moved in was about 2 years ago, but they left soon after. No explanation. We figured something must have spooked them. Is that right? My father said flatly in a way that wasn't really a question. Yep. In fact, this family was not unlike your own. Is that right? This time, my father whispered it. They stared straight at each other. Mr. Cottington wasn't squinting anymore. Girls, get in the car. My parents closed on the house 1 month later. Nothing was ever the same again after that.
That was an excerpt from The First by Yasmin Waring of Dallas, Texas. And earlier, we heard Habeas Corpses, submitted by listener Derek Sturm of Helena, Montana. Thanks to our own Bob Mondello and Lynn Neary for reading those stories. You can find the full versions and many other picks at our website, npr.org/3-minute-fiction.